Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Good Humans Podcast with me, Cooper Chapman, chatting to the world's best about the inspiring stories that got them to where they are today. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to week 46 of 28 and Sober, my 1 year journey into stopping alcohol. Getting pretty close, far out, couple weeks left, and yeah, what a journey it's been. I feel like so many things in my life have really turned around in a positive direction. My business has really started to take off, and I just think my purpose is far more aligned now. I feel like the way that my life is panning out is far more in the direction that I was hoping it to go back when I was drinking. But yeah, a few of the main things that I've noticed, like this week's been pretty interesting. I've had a big week. I've once again just been super busy, spent a fair bit of time back at home, and had a event that I spoke at on Thursday, which was a mental health event down in Cabarita called Surface Sanity. And it was really cool. The whole community came together, and it was at the local bowls club, and there was a bunch of people having beers and stuff, but it was really cool. The community came together for a big, mental health event, which I got to share a bit of my spiel and share my story. And even though there was a bunch of people drinking, and obviously I wasn't, it was cool to see everyone talking about mental health and seeing that there is ways that we can come together, which was a good eye-opener to show that alcohol, like, I don't think it's terrible. It's obviously not great for us health-wise, but if it's a way that brings us together as gatherings and to communicate as a community, I think, yeah, there's obviously some positives in it. But yeah, that was an interesting little event earlier in the week. And then I flew down to Melbourne for Corey Tunison, one of my good friends. He's got world champ wakeboarding. So the Saturday night I flew in, and one of my other friends, Benny, who I stay with down here, took me out, and we went out to a friend's bar that he managed, and there was free drinks and bottle service. And it was the first time I've actually been to a nightclub in quite some time. And obviously, once again, wasn't drinking, but just being around that environment was, it was a bit of fun this time. For a while, I was kind of there hanging, going, oh, I'm over this. I want to go home. I'm sober. And then I got to a point where I just sort of flicked my mindset. And I was like, wait a sec. I'm looking around. Everyone's having such a good time. People are smiling. People are just high energy. Yeah, really enjoying themselves. And I was like, I can either in my head want to go home and not really be enjoying this, or I can flip the mindset and be like, let's just enjoy it. Let's dance. Let's sort of get involved with the high energy of the night, obviously just not the drinking. And yeah, I had a lot of fun for about an hour or two until like 11:30 midnight. I was dancing up on the seats with everyone and listening to music and meeting new people. And yeah, had a really good time. And then the boys wanted to keep staying out till late. And I was like, you know what? 12 o'clock came. I had a big, well, an early morning to go down and watch Corey. So I just went home and, yeah, got a good night's sleep and woke up on the Sunday morning feeling fresh and recharged, which was, yeah, nice to know that you can still go out. Well, I can still go out considering I haven't really for quite some time gone to a nightclub and enjoy myself with just a bit of a change of mindset. So, yeah, I didn't really get that many people. I had a lot of people offer me drinks and just be like, oh, I'm not drinking. And everyone was pretty accepting of it down here. Everyone was just like, oh, good on you. I wish I could do that, like the kind of normal answer. But no one was that forceful trying to give me any more drinks after I said no, which was, yeah, pretty nice. If you're enjoying this journey, it is very close to the end. I have a couple weeks to go. I'm going to really try and dial in my fitness, dial in a couple things and get on a real good healthy habit for the last 4 weeks of the challenge. But yeah, we're 46 weeks in. 6 weeks to go. It's been an epic journey. I know anyone out there who's sober curious can definitely get through a year as well. It's been something that I thought would have been really, really difficult. But now that I've committed this far, it's seems pretty easy, especially the back half. I've kind of just found it's turned into who I am. And I don't think after the year's over, I'm going to be drinking anywhere near as much, but definitely with the same mindset that I used to. I think my whole understanding of alcohol and the way it affects me is, very different than it used to be. Like, I was watching everyone so drunk and messy on Saturday night, and I was like, far out, I used to be like that once or twice a week. Like, I don't know, like, I don't feel like my body's going to be able to handle it anymore once I get back into a time that I can drink. But yeah, it's been a crazy journey. I feel like my habits are going to be very different when I get into the end of this year. But yeah, can't thank everyone enough for tuning in and following the journey. Make sure you go and hit like and subscribe. There's going to be plenty of podcasts coming at you as 28 and Sober finishes. 1% Pod is going to be blowing up, and then I'm going to be doing 2 guest episodes a week potentially, because I just have too many people asking me to come on the podcast and so many incredible stories that I feel like you guys are enjoying and I'm enjoying sharing. So make sure you hit like and subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Also, for the month of March, if you put an Instagram story up tagging me and Drink a Repa with your favorite episode, you go and draw to win a case of Drink a Repa, 2 people a week for this month. And yeah, there's only been 1 or 2 people this week, that have put us on, their Instagram story. So go do that, win a case of a Repa, and yeah, love to hear you tune in on Wednesday. Enjoy your week, everyone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.